From Wittenberg University, Springfield, Ohio, I'm McKenna Thomas.
And I'm Zoe Hale.
And this is What the Witt. Here at Wittenberg, we see a lot of Witt PD, whether it's them driving around campus during the day or walking to the dorms at night.
We also hear a lot about Witt PD from our fellow students, something that McKenna captured when she went out into the field to gather their stories.
Hi, who am I here with?
My name's JB.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
And have you had any encounters with Witt PD?
Had a few.
And what have those experiences been like for you?
They've been pretty bad. They threatened to arrest me on multiple occasions.
And do you think Witt PD or yourself could have been in a different situation?
Absolutely. They like to jump to conclusions.
Hi, who am I here with?
Andrew McTiernan.
And what grade are you in?
Sophomore.
And have you had any encounters with Witt PD?
Yes.
And what was that experience like for you?
Well, they stopped when I was walking class, and they asked me how my day was going, how my files were going. You know, they were going good. It's a very comfortable and easy situation.
Hi, I'm Andrew Stamp.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Have you had any encounters with Witt PD?
Yes, I had one recently.
And what was that experience like for you?
It wasn't the greatest. They gave me a parking ticket.
And do you feel that Witt PD or yourself could have been different in that situation?
Witt PD could have done a better job after they gave me the ticket, just communicating with me, whether that be an email or just anything.
It's pretty obvious from those accounts that we all have our own questions and opinions of Witt PD, but how much do we really know about their members? How much do they really know about us and about our concerns?
We sat down with Officer Tristan Young with the Witt PD to get the answers to our questions and to find out more about what he thinks about the force and policing college kids. So today, me and McKenna are having an interview with Officer Tristan Young. Officer Young, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Officer Young, tell us how you got to be on Witt PD.
I graduated Police Academy, I think, 2020. Like, I kind of knew I wanted to work for, like, a small town, like, police department where the influences that I have on people can be noticed and that I can kind of see how tangible it is, like, the differences that we make and the people that we talk to and crime that we solve, the problems that we solve, and what, and just everything involving interpersonal conflict. So I started looking at universities. Naturally gravitated towards Wittenberg, and I noticed that it wasn't as big as the other universities. Just kind of fell in my lap. Been here for about 3 years now.
So did you ever have in mind, like, maybe I want to serve on a campus police force?
I didn't really consider a campus police department. I kind of was just looking at maybe like a township or like a village police department. We're just a smaller city. With the campus, just I considered it when I started recognizing that I think for my personality, I think I would fit in very well at a campus just because there's a lot more opportunities for community policing. There's a lot more opportunities to build rapport with people. When you have an impact on somebody, you get a chance to see it.
So obviously, being a police officer on a college campus is going to be very different than it would be on, like, township or village or city. What do you think is the biggest problem affecting Wittenberg?
One thing that we've noticed is mental health or lack thereof. We get called a lot of times to welfare checks and, like, mental health related calls where students are either feeling suicidal. And it's very rare that those students end up reporting themselves to us. It's usually through a concerned friend or some sort of third party who overheard it. Maybe they texted their friend, something along those lines. And then obviously they report it to us. We get called out for it. And while talking to them, I realize how much pressure a lot of kids that go here are under. I mean, especially here at Wittenberg, for a lot of these kids, it's their first time. I know you said you're a sophomore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know for a lot of these kids, they said it's their first time leaving home.
Yeah.
And being on their own, especially being endowed with like all these new responsibilities,
right?
You have your own dorm, your own house. I see that impacting a lot of our students in a negative way. I feel like they just aren't given the tools that they need to cope with that.
And then one of the things that you mentioned early on is that you like having the ability to work on a smaller force like this and be able to connect with people in a more genuine way. Do you find that it's hard to connect with students because of your job?
Yeah, I think naturally there's just an intrinsic fear that a lot of people have towards law enforcement, especially our youth. They haven't really had a lot of experiences in law enforcement. So most of what they know about us and what we do and who we are is through media outlets or TV. So they take what they see on that and they make generalizations, which it's not their fault. I mean, that's just kind of human nature, I think. When I'm driving, I especially see some students that I haven't talked to before or anything like that, or maybe they just look like they're not happy to see me. I'll purposefully stop next to them, get out of my car, and introduce myself. Just spark some sort of dialogue. If they have had a negative experience, we'll talk about that so I can let them know that, hey, we're not all the same.
Is everyone on WIPPD is open to making that connection?
Most of them are that way, yeah. I work with just phenomenal police officers.
You think that the force as a whole does a really good job of like trying to either maintain or make that connection with students? Is there anything, in your opinion, that you think that WIPPD could do better about?
I would like there to be a better way for us to be connected with students after we take some sort of enforcement action. I would like to follow up with them after it. Following up with them after then having a conversation about where they're going with that, you know, what sort of happened to them. I don't want that to be just the only encounter we have with them. Also, I think that something we could do better is just be a lot more involved with different events that you guys have on the campus. Sometimes we can be good with it, but I've noticed that, you know, some officers would rather be doing something else.
Do you think that desire that you have to connect might be different based on just like a generational thing within the force?
Some of our older guys might feel like, you know, that relationship's already there. So I think it's easier for them to make other generalizations about it.
I really like how you stressed kind of this want to have that follow-up after like a disciplinary action is issued, simply because you don't really hear a lot about what happened to the student after, you know, action is passed off to the school. As a student, we obviously want to know, even when we're away from home, like there are people that care about us. However, I will say that that is a pretty common concern or complaint, whatever you want to call it, among students at WIT about WIPPD not necessarily following up on things either at the rate or as quickly as they believe that they should. But it's obvious listening to you talk that there is concern felt. There is that want, that desire to like connect with the student even after they've done something.
Like going off of that, I'll see students post on Yik Yak. It bothers us when they start commenting that we don't care. You know, it's such a strange feeling when I see students either post it on Yik Yak and say stuff like that or say it in front of me, but they like, I can see that they mean it. I can see that they actually feel that way. You know, it's difficult to try to explain and articulate to them like, well, like I understand you might be upset because you have negative experiences or whatever, but like at any single moment, like I know that any of these officers, if we ever had an active shooter scenario or anything like that, they would be the first ones running straight towards it.
It's interesting that you brought up the students having a negative view of WIPPD. It obviously gets to you, and that would make sense.
Oh yeah,
considering,
and that's the thing with law enforcement, is you're always going to get that. That's just the nature of it. I love it when students ask me to take time out of my shift to just talk about a concern that they have, because it doesn't happen like ever. All of us are open books. If they have a concern, then that's what they should do, is come forward and let us know about it.
I think that'll definitely be something for students to consider maybe after they've listened to this. Hopefully both students and WIPPD can maybe have a better relationship going forward.
Yeah.
Not that this podcast will fix everything, of course. So I just want to say thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Seriously.
This has been an episode of What the Wit. I'm Zoe.
And I'm McKenna.